flying backwards over the Earth's surface. Thick white letters edged with gold rise over the curve of the planet and form the word Universal in front of the lit-up continents. Beneath it, in smaller letters, www.universalstudios.com. White words appear on a black background. Universal Home Entertainment Productions presents James Belushi. A vagrant steps on a takeout cup in a Hollywood boulevard at night. Milkshake squirts out of the cup and becomes an animation spelling K9. As the vagrant moves on, the letters PI appear and merge to spell the title, K9 PI. Gary Bassaraba, Kim Huffman, Jody Rassicott, Christopher Shire, Barbara Tyson. The white-haired vagrant stares at a busker playing a harmonica. The middle-aged busker in shades and a beanie is Detective Mike Dooley.
How you doing, buddy?
Blue Mancuma, Duncan Fraser, Jason Scomming. Dooley's with his German Shepherd police dog, Jerry Lee. Dooley spies over his shades.
Oh, you so pretty.
See anything, Jerry?
Some stakeout. Looks dead to me.
A man tosses a coin into Dooley's tambourine.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Get that. God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Waiting on Jesus.
Well, our shift is through. Time to pack it in, my friend.
King as Jerry Lee.
Come on, is that going to be that bad? It's just like starting a new chapter in our life, that's all.
Think about it. Think about all the free time we're going to have to do all the things we want to do, huh? Which, by the way, keep an eye on that tambourine. We're going to need the cash.
They see two robbers in balaclavas pull up and get out of a car. One has a gun.
Well, how about that?
Well, I guess, sure, we get to go out in a blaze of glory, huh?
Let's go!
They run across the street in pursuit of the robbers. Dooley speaks into his handheld radio.
Good job, Jerry. All right, we're coming in through the back, go through the front.
We got you, Dooley, we're in the front.
Dooley runs through a restaurant's kitchen.
Where's my backup? Where's my backup? I'm coming in. I'm a cop.
He barges into a room.
Freeze, assholes!
The robbers are detectives Timmons and Cuesta. They pull off their balaclavas and approach Dooley.
Needs a beer, officer.
Yeah,
needs a
give
beer.
Him four beers.
After officer needs a lot of beers.
Happy retirement party, baby. Come here, give me a kiss, surprise.
Wow, this is really a surprise.
Dooley plays a harmonica for the crowd.
Thank you. That's very nice. I will put this in my collection. What's this?
I don't know. It's a beautiful box.
This is from the auto pool. Wow. Hey, look at that.
Hey, how about this?
We put batteries in it so you wouldn't have to go a day without a squad car.
Oh, that is really cool. You want to try it? You want to try it? Look, he's already happy about it. Yeah, let's see. Hey, Jerry, look at this. You ready?
The dog plays with the toy car.
Look at the police car. Look out, Jerry. Come on, you can get it. Look out, Jerry. Oh, don't hurt it.
How about that?
Uh-oh. Now, this is the last one. It's from the girls in the dispatch.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. It's for Jerry Lee's.
A locket.
That's beautiful. Very nice.
That's really nice.
Oh, look at that. It's a picture of you and a picture of me.
Later, Dooley points to Timmons and Cuesta as he speaks to Jerry Lee.
You know, I love those guys. I do. But I am so glad this job is over. I am done being a cop. I am done with the shootouts. I am done with the fistfights. Let me tell you something, Jerry Lee. The next time I get punched, bit, kicked, or yelled at, it's going to be because I have a girlfriend.
Tipsy Dooley pours beer into a glass for Jerry Lee.
Here. Happy retirement, partner. My sentiments exactly.
Timmons.
Come on, Dooley. Come on. Closing time.
Oh, I love you, Petey. I really do. I really, you're the best friend a man could have, really, except for a dog.
I love you, too, but we gotta go home. Come on.
I know you're right. Probably right. But just one more. Jerry Lee wants one more. One more. We're just the detectives. Come on, one more.
Listen, you got a big day tomorrow. It's your first day off.
I know. I'm gonna pick up my retirement check, my pension check, and then what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna have my car detailed, and then Jerry Lee and I are gonna hit the road, Jack.
A vacation, that's nice.
Why not? I mean, I already got a map down. Yeah, we're gonna go coast to coast on Route 66.
You're not driving anywhere till you sleep it off.
No, it goes to Chicago, I think. That's got a coast. Lake Michigan is a coast.
Later in the night, Dooley's sleeping in his convertible with the roof down. Jerry Lee's huddled up beside him. A cleaning truck passes by, spraying the sidewalk, and drenches them. Dooley sits up, disoriented.
What the hell was that? All right, buddy, we slept that off. I feel a little hungover, but I know I'm going to get through that, too. I'm going to get through this retirement. You and I are out. We're free. We're out. Out. Oh. We're out of gas! Out of gas! I can't believe it! I shouldn't have canceled that AAA card. I am so cheap! All right, we're retired, we're free, we're just out of gas. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna call a cab. Yes, retired people ride in cabs all the time. Where are we? That's the 10. Ooh, give me that cell phone. Retired people have cell phones. We'll call a cab.
Jerry Lee sees something.
Yes, can you give me the number of the yellow cab company? Hey, Jerry Lee. What's up?
His dogs run off.
Jerry Lee.
Dooley chases him to a security booth at AI Micro Labs.
What's going on? What do you got?
A guard shot dead.
Let me see. Just our luck. Okay, buddy. Where are they? Yeah, emergency.
Inside the building, a guy in a bald head Halloween mask opens the door to a research lab by connecting a laptop to the room's security panel. He goes in with his accomplice, who's also in a matching mask, and puts on a 3D glove, which is attached to a computer.
Easy. What do you got?
Jerry Lee finds a shot guard lying still in a corridor of the building. Dooley checks the pulse on the guard's neck.
All right, buddy. These guys are serious.
Guided by the computer, the lead criminal peers into the window of a machine containing microchips and moves his gloved hand to enable the internal gripper to retrieve them. Dooley and Jerry Lee run up a dimly lit stairwell, then head into a maintenance room outside the lab. The lead criminal picks up more microchips with the computer gripper. He steps to the computer to activate the gripper, which pops out of the machine. His accomplice then picks up the microchips from the gripper and carefully places them above barcodes in a small case. In the maintenance room, Dooley watches them through a window. The criminals come out of the lab and pass the pipes where Dooley and Jerry Lee are hiding.
Jerry! Come on!
The criminals see Dooley and Jerry Lee and run out of the building into the darkness.
Stop! Police! Hold it!
Dooley shoots at them. The masked guys climb over a security fence. Dooley struggles over the fence as his dog passes through a gap. Jerry Lee chases the criminals along a busy dark road, with Dooley lagging behind. All then cross the road by rolling under a moving truck.
Hey! Wait for me!
The masked guys burst into a laundry facility. Dooley and Jerry Lee are close behind. Dooley points, and Jerry Lee follows one of the guys, disappearing behind large laundry crates. Jerry Lee navigates the gaps between the crates to reach the criminal. Women working in the facility step back in panic. Dooley moves slowly between the crates, holding his gun. Dooley's shot at, but quickly shoots back. Dooley crouches behind laundry crates. One of the guys fires bullets at him, but they ricochet off metal crates. Dooley's about to shoot the criminal, who's crouching, but his accomplice appears and shoots first.
Get this out of here.
The lead criminal hands over the microchip case to his accomplice, who goes to shoot at Jerry Lee.
Shit.
His gun fails to fire, and he stumbles trying to escape. Jerry Lee races ahead and corners him.
Easy, boy.
Dooley trains his gun at shelves and crates, then ducks as he sees the lead criminal, who shoots. Dooley fires back, then cowers as the guy fires a barrage of shots. A bullet pierces a steam pipe beside Dooley. Cornered by Jerry Lee, the guy with the microchip case grabs onto an empty laundry bag on an overhead conveyor belt. Jerry Lee grabs his leg with his mouth and shakes him about until he drops the case. The lead criminal calmly walks towards his accomplice and shoots him in the back. The dangling guy drops to the floor. His shooter gets on his knees and starts to gather up the microchips, which have fallen out of the case. As he does, he catches sight of Jerry Lee eating a microchip and points his gun at him.
That's mine, dog.
Dooley, dog!
Dooley's shot grazes the criminal's neck, but he fires at laundry bags hanging above Dooley. Clothes tumble down onto Dooley, enabling the masked criminal to escape.
Jerry! Jerry, come here!
Come here, are you all right?
Stay where you are! Hands in the air! Hands in the air, now drop your weapon!
I'm a cop!
Control that dog! Control that dog!
Drop the weapon!
Heel, Jerry. Heel.
Federal agents, you're under arrest.
For what?
It's all right, now just calm down. That's the one!
You guys make it a practice to arrest officers while you're doing backup? That's mighty fine police work.
You're pretty cocky for a cop who just got busted.
Busted? What, are you suggesting I'm involved in this thing?
Got a different point of view?
Let's hear it.
I was on my way home. I observed a 211 in progress.
Observed?
Well, Jerry Lee heard something.
The dog heard something.
Dog heard something. We approached the premises. I found a dead security guard, and I called it in. I went into the premises, found another dead security guard. Jerry Lee tracked the perps. We observed them in the middle of their heist. They heard us. They fled. I followed in pursuit. The one guy killed the other guy and then took off while you guys and your three-ring circus were arresting me.
And the perp who escaped, what did he look like?
6 foot, 185 pounds, armed, skilled shooter, agile. I'd say he had a military background.
Distinguishing features?
Couldn't tell. Had gloves and a mask on, just like a dead guy.
Any idea what he was after?
Gosh, I'm sorry, guys. You know, I was going to make him some tea and biscuits and have a chat, but they were too busy trying to kill me. If you want to find out what they stole, why don't you ask the labs? Or better yet, why don't you find the guy you lost and quit sweating my ass? I was just doing my job.
Your job?
You had no job.
As of midnight, you were retired.
That makes you a civilian.
Civilian who's now mixed up in a serious federal investigation.
The shorter FBI agent, Henry, stops the recording and picks up the cassette. Jerry Lee, who's in a cage, growls at them as they leave.
Come now. Come now.
You don't worry about a thing now.
They got nothing on us.
What could they possibly do, huh?
What?
Later.
They froze my pension.
Tough luck, Dooley. It's department policy. You'll get your pension when the Department of Justice closes its case.
Those clowns couldn't close their own zipper, Captain. Come on, I'll be dead before I see that money.
It's out of my hands, Dooley. It's a federal issue now.
Those guys have no idea who this guy is, how to find... The only way I'm going to get my pension back is if I find the guy myself.
Oh, no. No way. You are retired now, Dooley. You're not a cop anymore. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Then go home. Act as you're willing. Take a cooking class or something. But you stay out of this.
No problem, sir. Sir.
Sure. No problem.
I'm really sorry. Nina, is there anything we can do for you? Anything at all? You just say the word.
Well, actually, can you spot me $100?
Wife's birthday. I can't do it.
Hey, PDO, pal. Can you spot me a couple $100, you know, just to tie me over until I get my check?
I'm still paying off the boat.
Yeah, no, sure, I understand. Hey, anybody, hey, listen up. Listen, you know, I'm kind of embarrassed, you know, as humiliating as this sound, I'm kind of in a financial jam, and I was wondering if anybody could lend, you know, one of your own, a couple $100 to see me through this difficult transition into retirement. It would be, a great opportunity for you now to say so. Anybody?
Everyone ignores him. Timmons.
You still got your PI license, don't you?
Yeah.
So use that.
Yeah, terrific. What am I going to live on in the meantime?
How you doing, fella?
Questa.
What about breeding Jerry Lee?
Pimp Jerry Lee?
Yeah.
Can't do that. He's a rock-solid champion police star.
People are looking for decorated sires like Jerry Lee all the time.
I hear you can get $1,500 a pop.
$1,500 a pop?
At the dog park.
Hello. Hi, dog owners. Dog owners. Hi. Any of you looking to breed? Any, you know, for puppies? Cute little puppies? You know, the cute little furry things? I got a champion dog right here. If you are, here's the dad right here. He is a stud. And he's hot to breed.
Hey there, handsome. Looking a stud?
Oh, I'm sorry, I think you got the wrong idea.
I was just talking to your dog.
Oh, Jerry, I'm sorry.
Maurice Charles,
oh.
Professional breeder. This is Champion. He thinks he's a big dog.
Breeder, huh? That's great. I'm Thomas Dooley. This is my dog, Jerry Lee.
Please, Mr. Tough Guy, huh?
Yeah, well, he's a big one, yeah.
This animal's got remarkable structure.
Thank you.
And just the loveliest markings.
Well, thank you very much.
Does he have his papers?
Papers?
American Kennel Club, core class rating, shoots and titles.
Oh, yeah, I got papers. I got a lot of papers. I mean, this is a champion police dog. A1, I mean, decorated dog.
Don't say, huh?
Stud. He's a stud.
I think you should come by my place. I don't know, say around 3?
3?
Yeah, I've got some clients I think you should meet.
We're not doing anything. That'd be great.
Let's go poop.
Thank you, Maurice. Did you hear that?
I don't care what you think. This is non-negotiable.
A tall, slim 30-something guy saunters into a dimly lit warehouse, then passes two burly minders as he heads up a staircase into an office. The bearded guy, who's wearing tinted glasses, stands before an older man, who's sitting behind a desk using a calculator.
You bring the chips?
They're at home in my safe.
Yeah? All of them? Including the Alpha?
The bearded guy's Thayer.
You surprised me, Frankie. Hmm? And when did you start taking interest in computers?
Oh, about the minute I heard you were having a problem at the lab, Mr. Thayer.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it. It's being handled.
Good. Because my client doesn't like risk. You got to the end of the week. After that, no deal.
As Frankie lights a cigar, Thayer, the lab criminal, whips his gun out and points it at him.
Tell your client he'll get his precious microchips. But the price just doubled for his lack of faith.
Thayer pushes the gun barrel against Frankie's forehead and goes. Dooley's staring at artsy black and white framed photos of various dogs hanging in Maurice's plush modern home.
Mr. Dooley.
Maurice with his small dog.
Mr. Dooley.
Yes. Yes. Maurice, how are you?
Hi.
What a lovely home you have here.
Thank you.
Might set you back a few bucks, huh?
Detective Dooley, I'd like you to meet Jack and Jackie Von Jarvis and their bitch, Jacqueline.
How do you do?
Greetings.
Well, hello, Jacqueline. Aren't you a pretty dog? Yes.
Jerry Lee's sniffing Dooley's butt. Oh,
well, it's so nice to meet you. How old is Jacqueline?
Get your nose out of my ass. What's your problem?
Did you bring his papers?
Yes.
Good.
I mean, they're not all, I got some coffee stains on him, but you can see that he's a really nicely bred dog. There you go. This is papers right here. Jerry Lee. Excuse me. Jerry Lee.
Absolutely not.
We cannot possibly breed our Jacqueline with this unruly mate.
We demand nothing less than perfection. Isn't that right, girl? Yes, isn't that right? No, we don't like the bad dogs. No, we don't like the bad attitudes. No, we don't like bad drink. We don't like the dirty dogs, do we? No, by the stress and my prophecies.
Jackie's kneeling, revealing her cleavage. Jack smacks her bottom, and she gets up. Dooley and Jerry Lee watch people parade in with their dogs. First is a woman in a multicolored sweater and her dog in a matching outfit. Next is a guy in a German Shepherd with a floppy ear. Dooley despairs at a biker and his vicious dog, and a tall man and his dash hound.
No. No, thank you. No, I don't think he doesn't like her.
One more, please. I think you're gonna love her.
A blonde with a German Shepherd.
I'm sorry I'm late. Sit, Molly. Good girl.
Detective Thomas Dooley, Jerry Lee, Catherine Coleman, and Molly.
Hi.
Hi.
Catherine?
Yeah.
Why would you and Molly want to have puppies?
My sisters each have kids, and I wanted to give each one of them a puppy, and German Shepherds are so protective. So I was kind of hoping we could work something out.
Well, I don't see why not. What are we signing?
At night, Dooley, with Jerry Lee, pulls up outside his house in his convertible.
Okay, bud, we're home.
He gets out of the car and looks to Jerry Lee.
Come on. Come on. Come on, let's go. What's with you riding in the back seat? You know, you've been weird all day. You all right? Come on, let's go. You want to stay here tonight? Fine, stay there. I'm going in. I want to get something to eat. Some pizza, some miso soup. You stay there tonight.
Bye.
Come on. Leash. Good boy.
The dog jumps out.
You know, I got you for free. I can go to the pound to get another one for free. With this attitude like this, I just might do that.
In the bathtub, Dooley scrubs Jerry Lee as they share a soapy bath. Dooley scrubs Jerry Lee's fur.
You got bad, bad gums. Pizza in there or something fancy. Yeah, sure.
Dooley plucks his nose hair, then later answers the door.
Hi.
Hi.
Catherine, Molly, and Maurice.
This is for you.
Thanks.
Come on in.
Agents Werner and Henry watch from their van.
Using the dog as cover.
Clever. Very clever. Come on, Jerry, come on. Have a seat, please, please.
Sit, Molly.
Sit.
Good girl.
Molly, this is Jerry Lee.
Jerry Lee leaves the room.
Is there something wrong?
No, nothing.
Maurice stares at Dooley.
I'll just be a second. Jerry, what's the matter with you? Come on, I know you're nervous and you've just met this dog, but, you know, this is how you guys do it in your world. You know, you meet, you do it.
Excuse me, is there a problem here?
No, I just think he's a little nervous, that's all. It's the first time he's ever done it.
Yeah, I think what he needs is a little professional assistance. Why don't you let me help him?
Help? You mean help?
Help, yes.
I'll talk to him. Come here, look at me. Listen, you gotta do this for the team, man. You gotta step up. You gotta look at that girl and make it happen. Come on. We need the cash. You understand that? We need the money. Believe me, you don't want the alternative. You want Maurice?
Dooley whispers to Jerry Lee.
Huh? All right, then. Just pretend. Pretend it's...
Later, Dooley drags his dog.
Don't fight me on this one. Come on.
Are you sure about this?
Trust me. She's just as tight. Come on, take a look.
Will you just take a look?
Molly's dressed as a white poodle.
Pretty, huh? You like her? She likes you.
Jerry Lee stares at the dog. Later, Maurice pays Dooley.
Okay, so half now and half when we know if it took, less my handling fee, of course.
Thank you very much.
Well, my work here is done. We'll be in touch.
Okay. Stud. You're a stud. Hi, Molly. I'm so sorry about the costume, but I told you it would work, didn't I?
Yeah.
Now you're gonna give me one of the pups, right?
Yeah, you'll have the pick of the litter.
Really?
Yep.
All right. Jeez, look at this. A truck. You drive a truck.
Yeah.
I mean, I know. It's just that you don't see, you know, many...
Women driving pickups.
Well, you just don't, that's all, you know.
Well, see, I do a lot of gardening, some landscape architecture, that sort of thing, so it comes in handy.
Well, you know, I love plants and trees, you know, sycamores, elm, willows, shrubs.
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 Okay.
Nice doing business with you.
Yeah.
We'll see you again.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Dooley admires the cash in his hands.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh, yeah. Look at this, buddy. Look at all this money.
You know what I think we're going to do? I think we're going to reinvest in ourselves. We're going to go to the newspaper, put an ad in for our PI business. Just until we get the pension check. No, no, you can't spend money. No, 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 it's not yours. I'll get you some kibble out of it, all right? Look at that.
Sitting on the sidewalk, Dooley spots the FBI agent's van. He gets up and marches over. Inside the car, Henry shakes his head.
I don't like that dog.
Dooley's at Werner's window.
Why are you guys tailing me?
You're a suspect in a federal investigation.
It's our job.
Well, I gave you everything I know. You already screwed up my pension. Hey, you want to do me a favor? Leave me alone for the rest of my life.
Sorry, Dooley.
No can do.
Rules are rules.
The car suddenly drops. Jerry Lee's bitten into a front tire. Dooley shrugs and hurries away with Jerry Lee, who has a piece of rubber in his mouth. Werner looks out and checks the tire.
The dog bit the tire.
Hey! See ya! Good boy, Jerry.
The agents, in their parked black van, spy on Dooley as he steps out of his front door.
Look at this guy.
Dooley smiles and waves as he sees them.
Don't wait back.
Dooley drops his boxers and shows his bud.
Morning, assholes.
That is it.
The agents in black suits and shades march to the house. Seeing them, Dooley turns on the garden faucet, and water from a sprinkler on the lawn sprays around, soaking the two men.
Oh, oh, how terrible.
Dooley goes in.
Sucker. No, not worth the soup, man. Come on. Not worth the soup.
Dooley's reading a newspaper.
Here it is. Canine private investigator at your service. Need to collect a loan? Worried about loved ones?
What are you doing up there?
All right, that's it. We're definitely going to the vet. Now.
There's your problem. Right there. Jerry Lee swallowed something he shouldn't have.
An X-ray.
He's constipated.
Very.
What the hell is it?
Your guess is as good as mine. Give it a couple of days, it'll pass. When it does, give me a call. I'd like to know what it is. In the meantime, you might want to buy some air freshener.
Air freshener?
Stop that!
Dooley's reading a newspaper.
What the hell did you eat? What did you swallow? For crying out loud.
Probably those assholes out there. No, you can't use my can. I help you?
I'm sorry. Did I come at a bad time?
No.
Well, I was looking for Thomas Dooley, canine private investigators.
Yes, that's me. Oh, come in. Please, come in.
Dooley tidies the couch for the smartly dressed brunette.
There you go. It's clean.
Okay. So, you need a private investigator?
I don't really know where to begin.
Well, just start. You know, just go. Just start.
I think something horrible has happened to my fiancé.
Oh.
He disappeared a week ago.
A week ago?
Yeah.
Well, has this happened before?
No, never. We were in the middle of wedding plans at dinner, and we had an argument over the invitations. Well, he stormed out of the restaurant, and I called him all night on his cell the whole next day. Nobody answered. And that was the last time I saw him.
Dooley hands her a shirt from the back of his chair for her tears.
Here.
Oh.
Please.
Thanks.
It's you know, dirty. I mean, it's clean enough. But...
He grabs a pen and notepad.
So, look, we're going to find him. If he's out there. Now, does your future husband have a name?
Kevin Wingate.
Wingate. Now, did he owe any money? Does he have any enemies?
Kevin? No, it's impossible. He's never been anything but kind and reliable, responsible.
Their eyes move to the growling sound.
I'm going to need some more specific information. Do you have any kind of social security numbers? Or?
It's everything I could think of. Social security numbers, phone numbers, old credit card receipts, email. The photo is from our engagement party. Please find him. Money is no object.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because it's kind of expensive. It's $100 an hour plus expenses. I can show receipts for all the expenses.
Will $1,000 be enough for a retainer?
That'll work.
Okay.
They find Jerry Lee lying outside the office door.
Oh.
Oh.
I just stepped over.
Jerry.
Thank you, Detective. I feel better already. And I'm not usually like this.
Oh, well, as soon as I find something, I'll be glad to give you a call. How do I find you?
Jerry Lee sniffs Dooley's butt.
Here's my card.
Well, Laurie, don't you worry. You're in good hands and paws.
No.
Is he all right?
Yeah. No, he's just a little jet lag. It's a little weird. But as soon as he gets some rest, he'll be on the job. You can't find a better sleuth than Jerry Lee.
If you say so, Detective. Please, find Kevin. Yes.
Laura puts her shades on and goes. Dooley spins to Jerry Lee.
Why must you do that with a client? What is with you? It's been a long night.
Oh.
Kevin Wingate, Princeton undergrad, Harvard MBA, lettered both in golf and tennis.
Dooley sprays air freshener around Jerry Lee.
Investment banker, holdings in major companies.
He looks to the dog.
You stink. Beans? Oh, yeah, this will make it happen. How about this? Cabbage? That's good. That'll blow it out for you. Prunes. Just one? Okay, just one. All right. Dodger dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This looks like mineral oil, but it's not.
Mineral oil?
Curry powder.
Mmm! Okay, bud. Ready?
Oh, yeah. That's good, bud. That's good. That's gonna make it happen, brother.
Pizza.
Mmm. Look at that.
Dooley pours the blended mixture over a pizza.
How's that look? You like that? Huh? Mmm. Here we go. Come on. Come on.
Jerry's now staring ahead. The plate beside him is empty.
I know this is killing you, Jer, but trust me, you're going to thank me in the morning.
Dooley eyes him.
You want some alcohol seltzer? Want some alcohol seltzer? I'll get you some alcohol seltzer.
Sunrise, and the two agents are sleeping in their seats in the surveillance van. As Henry stirs, his head drops onto Werner's lap.
All right, go poop.
At the dog park.
Come on, hurry up. Poo-poo, caca. You want some privacy, Jenny?
Dooley watches Jerry Lee disappear behind a large rock.
Go on. I'm not watching. Go ahead. Park my butt right here. You work your butt. Come on, hurry up. Freezing my nuts off here.
Dooley spits out his drink. Other dogs and their owners react to the sound and hurry away.
Hey, hey, Sparky, Sparky, Buster!
Jerry Lee?
Jerry Lee comes back.
See? What did I tell you? Pizza! You feel better?
Dooley returns home, wearing a gas mask, rubber gloves, and a large plastic bag filled with Jerry Lee's poop. He pours the poop through a strainer in the bathroom sink. He runs water through it. Jerry Lee watches from the bathroom door. Dooley runs his gloved fingers through the brown poop and finds the tiny microchip. Dooley's with Sato.
So what's up, Sato? What is it?
I don't know who you've been hanging out with, Dooley, but you got some very smart friends, brother. Check this out, man. This is a beta test schematic of your microchip. Now, see these design patterns and all those extra lines of code?
Right there?
Yeah. This technology has been in development for years, but no one's ever been able to crack it.
Until now.
You got it, man. This device, light years ahead of anything I've even read about.
It's worth something then, huh?
Well, you'd be stoked if you had the whole string. This chip is what we call an alpha. It's kind of like the big kahuna of microchips. Now, it contains all the command data that allows all the slave chips to function properly. Judging from these design patterns here, there's about three more chips that go along with it. If you had all four, there's no telling what you could do with it.
Okay, pretend I got them. What then?
Dude, you could put the technology on the market, start a whole new generation of computers.
Not to mention the bottom falling out of a $1 billion industry.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Tom, you're not in the job anymore.
Hey, what's the matter with a couple guys just shooting a ball, huh? Come on, Timmons, I need to get cleared on this FBI thing.
We don't want to... Wait one, no.
Thank you, Carlos. Okay, I need some information on that lab heist. At AI Microlabs. For some reason, I keep thinking that I heard of that place before.
Isn't that the same place that had that fire last year?
Fire?
Yeah.
A while back, arson thought it might have been set. Insurance companies didn't want to sell.
Yeah. Everyone working the case had to sign a statement. It turned out to be this big litigation deal.
We all had to sign a statement.
Was there a suspect?
Dooley, what are you doing here?
Captain Thomas, I just brought some donuts. Would you like some?
No, I don't want a donut. And this area is for detectives only.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Captain. He's still one of us.
Shut up, Timmons. And you listen to me. You are under investigation. Not me, not the department, you. Which is why I don't want to see you or Jerry Lee anywhere near this place until your name is cleared. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.
Dooley offers a donut.
Come on, Jerry Lee. It's obvious we're not welcome here anymore.
What the hell is it with you two? Don't you understand basic police procedure? The man is retired. He is under investigation. He is not allowed in this area.
Questa, when's the last time you walked the beat? You keep this up, you're gonna be renewing all the...
Stay low. Stay low.
Timmons, the next time you question my authority, you're gonna be taking a little vacation of your own. You hear me?
Okay, Jerry, you sit here.
As Jerry Lee guards the corridor, Dooley sneaks to the desk in the captain's office. Using the mouse, he clicks on the tab for the database search engine, then trawls through the case files for AI Microlabs. Officer Angie.
Hey, Jerry Lee. What are you doing here?
Dooley hides under the desk, then gets up as Angie goes.
Yeah, thanks for late warning.
Dooley clicks the box for active suspects on the database. The name Billy Cochran comes up above an address. He writes them down on a notepad, tears off the paper, then clicks out of the database and heads to Jerry Lee.
Dooley, why are you still here?
I had to pee.
Why am I still talking to you? Go pee somewhere else. Get out of here, Dooley. Yes,
Dooley goes.
What the dog sees in him, I'll never know.
Later at night, Dooley drives into an alleyway. As he gets out of his convertible, he acknowledges two young women walking past on the sidewalk.
Hello. This is it here. Where's the stairs?
He enters a building with Jerry Lee.
All right.
Dooley's in Cochran's loft apartment, which is bathed in fluorescent disco lights and is full of young people dancing beside a DJ at a mixing desk. Jerry Lee walks to two women.
You guys know Billy Cochran? Billy Cochran!
They shake their heads. Dooley then goes to a kissing couple who stop and turn to him as he taps the girl's shoulder.
Excuse
She kisses her partner as Dooley refuses her advances. A woman dances with Dooley.
You know Billy Cochran? Billy Cochran?
Who?
Billy Cochran.
Yeah!
Whoa! Yeah. Okay, Billy Cochran. You know where Billy Cochran is?
Yeah.
Where can I find him?
There?
She points to a guy, then jumps onto Dooley and kisses him. Jerry Lee's wearing glowing necklaces.
What? Jerry Lee? What are you? What? Get in here with me. What are you doing with that on your head? Come on, come here. Let me get it. Come on. What is this? Are you a party animal now? Can't take you anywhere, Mr. Popular. All right, come on. We got work to do. Let's go.
Dooley finds Billy with a junkie in a dark, empty corridor.
Hey. Are you, Billy Cochran?
Come, sit!
Dooley chases Billy downstairs, while Jerry Lee chases the junkie upstairs.
Okay.
Hey, what's up? I'm not a cop!
Yeah? What do you want?
I just have some questions!
Some other time, perhaps. We're throwing a party.
Party? I can't party.
Jerry Lee follows the junkie onto the rooftop and corners him at the perimeter wall.
Good boy. Be a good boy. Okay. You want the drugs?
Dooley's running down the stairwell.
I'm losing my patience. My breath.
This way!
All right, this is your last warning.
Yeah, whatever, Grandpa.
Billy shoots at Dooley, but misses. Dooley fires back.
Now I'm pissed.
He knocks out Billy's gun.
Hell of a shot.
I got keys.
Cigarettes. Parking ticket. That's all I got. That's all I got.
Jerry Lee runs to the rooftop door on hearing the sound of the gunshot. He stands on his back paws, scratching the door, unable to go through. Jerry Lee now turns and runs to an air duct opening, where he scrambles down the narrow, slippery surface on all fours. A cloud of dust gathers around him as he clambers down the sloping air duct. Reaching the bottom, Jerry Lee hops out and runs up the stairwell to pursue Billy. Billy, seeing the dog, turns and frantically runs up the stairs.
Wait for me!
Billy sees Dooley waiting for him.
Thirsty?
Billy grabs Dooley, who pins him over the railing.
Hey, were you crazy, man? Okay, I'll talk, all right? I'll talk. Whatever you want, just be cool. Just don't drop me, all right?
Why were you a suspect in AI Microlab's fire?
It was a setup, all right? They knew I had a record.
Oh, come on, like 1,000 other guys would like to play with
that. Okay. I was approached by a guy.
Guy? What guy?
I don't know what kind of guy. Okay, it was a good-looking guy. He wore fancy clothes.
Pretty guy. Good-looking guy.
Frankie the Fence made the connect.
You know Frankie the Fence?
Who are you looking for? Frankie or the guy?
The guy. The name.
I don't know. It was like a year ago.
You buy that, Jerry Lee? Yeah. You buy these?
No.
What? Bad fashion statement.
Don't.
Oh! I lost my grip!
Oh my god! Oh, get
Come
out!
On.
Okay.
Give me the name.
Okay. I think it was Shire. Oh, I mean Thayer. Okay. I can't remember exactly.
First name.
Charles Thayer. Yeah, that's it.
You talked to him lately?
Never. He got somebody else to do the job.
You lying to me?
I swear.
Are you sure?
I swear.
Dooley cuffs Billy to the railing.
All right. Did I hurt you? Huh?
No.
Are you sure? You got a nipple ring? You don't have a nipple ring, do you?
No.
Oh, good.
Where are you going, man? You can't just leave me here.
That's for calling me Grandpa.
Dooley's at his computer at night.
Look at that. Search results. No match. No Charles Thayer. I don't get it. I mean, I don't think Cochran would lie to us. I mean, that kid was scared to death. Half of it's mine. Half. Which one do you want?
He shares pizza with Jerry Lee.
Attaboy. Well, I gotta tell you.
Dooley holds up the bagged microchip.
Whoever we're looking for, he's gonna come for this. So we better hide it in a good place. Hey, how about the little locket the girls gave you? Come on. Hard to believe a little thing like this can crush a $1 billion industry, huh? Okay, now it's safe. You don't want nobody near it.
Later.
No. No.
He gets no matches on a database.
No. Okay, I get the point. Charles Thayer doesn't exist on this planet. All right, calm down. Cool it. Cool it. Retired people, don't get crotchety like this. We're just going to move on to something else. Kevin Wingate file. Okay? Can you accept that? Stupid machine.
Searching the database, he taps on his keyboard. In the name box, he enters Kevin Wingate, followed by Princeton and Harvard in the box for schools.
Yes!
He clicks on query details.
Born, Allentown, Pennsylvania. Technical school, employed by Pittsburgh Steel Company. Vietnam. What?
Hello, detective? Hi, it's Catherine Coleman. I didn't wake you, did I?
No. Hi, Catherine. No, not at all. I was just fighting with my computer.
How's Molly?
Well, it's, she's doing okay. She seems, a little different, though, you know? I had this feeling that it worked.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's just the little things, but, I'm sort of keyed into her moods, you know? I mean, I know that sounds kind of silly, but...
No, not at all. I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, Jerry Lee, you know, I can always tell when he's happy or he's sad or he's pissed off at me.
Yeah, they're kind of like kids, aren't they?
Dooley turns to his sleeping dog.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, you know, Jerry Lee's my partner, but he's more, you know, he's special.
Well, I thought you guys were going on a road trip.
Oh, yeah. No, we are. I just have to wrap up this huge PI case I'm running right now.
Wow, so you're an actual private eye, like in the movies.
Well, I mean, kind of.
I love those old movies.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, have you ever seen The Thin Man? I mean, that's one of my all-time favorite private eye movies. And he had a dog.
And he's very thin.
Yeah, he was.
Listen, Catherine, I was thinking that maybe, you know, you, me, the dogs could... Catherine, can you hold on 1 second? I got a call coming in.
Sure.
Thank you. Yeah, Dooley.
Detective, it's Laura Fields.
Laura?
This is really embarrassing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all done.
Thank you very much, Detective.
Oh, you're welcome. You know what? It's just a little leak, I think. But you want to have it fixed by tomorrow. You don't want to drive right without a spare.
It's probably not the right time to ask, but have you had any luck finding Kevin?
Well, let me ask you something. How long did you know Kevin before he decided to get married?
About a year.
Did he ever talk to you about what he did?
Investments, technology stocks, some real estate.
Well, Laura, I don't want to sound like a pessimist, but you're going to have to consider the possibility that you won't find him.
You think something's happened to him?
No, just the opposite. I'm not sure he wants to be found.
Right. He was looking for a way out.
Well, your fiancé wasn't exactly who you thought he was.
A photo profile of an older man.
Who's this?
Well, according to the U.S. government, this is Kevin Wingate.
What is this, some kind of a joke?
No, it's not a joke. The social security number you gave me belongs to this man. And he died in 1995.
What?
It's not Kevin.
Kevin, whoever he is, I mean, why would he do this to me?
I don't know.
I mean, why would he lie to me?
I don't know. I have no idea. Here, let me help you.
No, I'm fine. I'm okay, all right? I've managed this long on my own. I'll be fine. I'm sorry, and thank you for taking the case. If you'll just send me the bill, I'll settle my account.
Look, you hired me to find your fiancé.
But you just said...
He's not who you thought. That doesn't mean the case is closed.
I guess when you set your mind to something, you don't really give up, do you, Detective?
I don't know, but it's perfect. Come on.
Teary Laura gets into her car.
Take care.
I'll call you.
Dooley stands, clutching the printout as she drives off into the night. Morning in Dooley's kitchen.
Okay, Jerry Lee, this morning we got some lessons. Because you know what? There aren't many people in this world that I trust. But you are one of the people. So, since we don't belong to the police department anymore, we can't just call dispatch for backup, right? So you and I, we're going to have a little training session this morning after breakfast. And we're going to learn how to cover each other's back.
Okay, Jerry Lee, here's the cell phone. Here are the pencils. Cell phone's down on the ground. I got the pencils. I'm going to throw them. Stay right there. Stay right there. When you hear a bang, you go get them. Bang, bang! That's it. That's it. That a boy. Bring it here. Bring it here. Oh, that a boy. Go to the phone. Pencil to the phone.
Like this. Like this. Like this. Like this.
No, 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 no. Don't knock your phone over.
Hey, go get it. That a boy. Any pencil. Get the pencil. Bring it to the phone.
The phone. The phone.
Pencil into the phone. You're getting it. The phone. The phone. The phone. Oh. No, 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 no. We're not playing. This is business.
Come on, pencil. Come here.
You're not helping me. You're not working with me yet.
No.
Jerry, no, 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 no. It's not a bone. It's a phone. Here.
No.
Jerry. Jerry, give me that pencil.
That's it. That's it. See? Phone.
Here.
Timmons.
Now, I have heard that certain individuals have difficulty adjusting to life after retirement, but this takes the cake.
Hi, Petey. I'm just trying to train Jerry Lee here on how to use my cell phone.
No, I don't think he has figured that out yet.
Look, it's still a work in progress. Okay, buddy, here. Go get it. Go get that pencil.
I got your message. What's up?
Hey, Petey, thanks for coming. I think I know who torched the place.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Don't tell me. Because if you tell me, I'm going to have to reopen the entire case.
Yeah, but if I can find him, I think he can lead me to the guy who did the heist.
What is this, the Misery Loves Company group? You want me off the job now, too?
Come on, Petey. This is your chance to be a hero.
Save me the sales pitch.
All right.
What do you got?
Thayer. A name. Thayer. Charles Thayer.
Thayer. Well, if you think this is the guy, what makes you think he torched the place before he robbed it?
Well, you told me that the Microlabs changed insurance companies after the fire, right? Well, insurance companies need to approve blueprints and alarms before they can sign a new policy.
So you think he took a look at the plans?
Peter, with all that security, he knew his way around pretty damn good.
All right, I'll check this guy out.
Thanks, Peter.
But listen, this is
what?
The last time...
Last?
You are not a cop anymore.
Not a cop! Can't even spell it! Thanks, Peter.
Good luck with the phone thing.
Oh, you'll know if it works. I programmed your number into the cell phone.
You know, Dooley, sometimes I wonder about you. Most of the time, I wonder about you.
Me too, Petey. Me too. What? Not all the pencils. One pencil. Just one pencil. What are we going to do? You know what? I think I have a better shot at teaching how to use a payphone.
An airplane flies above power lines in a city bridge. Below is Billy, standing nervously beside the graffiti-covered concrete pillars. A guy in leathers drives up on his motorbike, takes off his helmet, and turns to Billy, who's walked over. The guy is clean-shaven Thayer.
So?
Are you certain he was a cop?
Oh, yeah. This guy was a cop. I mean, you know, this guy had, he had handcuffs, okay? He had a police-issue 9mm. He had a big-ass German Shepherd, all right? Yeah, he was a cop.
And you said nothing that would lead him to me, right?
Nothing at all, man. I mean, I played this thing totally cool. You know me, I'm a loyal guy, right? Loyalty's everything to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey. Relax, Billy.
Yeah?
It's all right, man.
Okay.
Yeah?
All right.
Yeah?
I swear I didn't say a thing.
It's cool.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay, because, you know, if you're good with I could just, you know.
Don't worry about it, okay? Get out of here.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
As Billy swaggers off with a grin, Thayer gets off his bike and shoots him in the back. Billy drops to the ground.
Loyalty's everything to me too, Billy.
Rain falls at night as Dooley's car sweeps around a corner and parks outside his house. He then goes into the darkness of his home.
Here we go, my friend. Jerry Lee? What's the matter?
Dooley's come in carrying a box. He opens the door to the living room and finds it's been ransacked. Jerry Lee's standing among overturned furniture. Dooley trains his gun in front of him as he steps into the dimly lit kitchen. It's also been ransacked. Kitchen drawers have been pulled out, and the fridge door has been left wide open. He calls to Jerry Lee.
Okay, boy. Come on.
Back in the corridor, Dooley points to the bedroom.
See.
Jerry Lee sniffs around the ransacked bedroom as Dooley continues along the corridor.
What the hell happened here?
He turns and sees Laura.
I tried to call you, but there was no answer, and I just got scared.
Now, we weren't here. Just take it easy, honey, okay? Take it easy. Here, sit down. Just sit down. There you go. There you go. Just relax, okay? Here, let me get something for you. Here. Take this here.
I'm sorry, baby.
I'm sorry. You all right?
No, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay,
I'm
really.
I'm sorry. I keep doing this to your clothes.
Oh, don't worry about the shirt. Listen, does he have a key to your place?
Yes, of course he does.
Well, you can't go home. You should find a hotel.
I can't. I've got Lana.
Who?
My dog. I can't keep her in the car all night.
Well, why don't you just stay here?
I'm not sure that's such a good idea.
Oh, this mess I can clean up in a few minutes.
What happened in here?
I don't know.
I don't think I can impose.
No, Laura, it's not an imposition. Honest to God. I'll just straighten up a little bit. It'll take me a few minutes, that's all. And then I'll make up the couch here. And you can sleep here in the morning, find a locksmith, and change the locks in your place.
You sure you don't mind?
Oh, no. Not at all. It'd be a pleasure.
I'm not so sure Jerry Lee thinks it's a good idea.
He'll be fine.
Okay. I'll go get her.
Go get that dog and order sitting in the car.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Laura saunters out in high heels and a short raincoat.
Come here. You see those legs? Huh? Now listen to me. I don't care what kind of rat dog she's got. I want you to be kind, friendly, and share your toys. Otherwise, I'm going to lock you.
Lana's a white poodle.
Huh? Happy now. Come on in.
Dooley straightens his keyboard.
Well, thanks for helping clean the place.
It's the least I could do. Unless someone would do something like this.
Well, they were looking for something.
Did they find it?
It wasn't here. Well. Look at those two. I think we should give them a little privacy.
You think?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Dooley turns to Jerry Lee, who goes on to stroke Lana with his paw.
Be gentle. This is the bathroom. Kitchen, of course. This is my room. Sheets are always clean. In there. You know, in the living room. The door is locked, so you should feel very comfortable and safe. And you're all set here, so breakfast and coffee is served at 8.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, I didn't plan on this, so I don't actually have anything, you know, to sleep in.
That's fine.
Can I borrow something?
Yeah. Okay. No, sure. A shirt. I'll get a shirt.
I mean, Jerry Lee and I, you know, we don't sleep in pajamas, so we don't have any around.
Dooley returns from his room with a shirt.
It's pretty nice, huh?
Perfect.
Yeah, this one's clean.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
She stares at him.
You'd like to change, wouldn't you? Yes, I'd like to step out.
Laura turns and seductively pulls off her black top, revealing her black bra. In the living room, Jerry Lee bites off Lana's Diamante collar and places it on a pile of newspapers on the coffee table. Laura's in Dooley's shirt.
Wow, that looks great on you. Fits!
Yeah.
Is there anything else I can get you before we, you hit the sack?
A glass of water would be nice.
Agua. Mineral. Water on the way.
As Dooley heads to the kitchen, Jerry Lee and Lana share a chew toy on the couch. Dooley pours water into a glass from a bottle.
Thank you.
Is that enough?
Yeah. It's great.
Well, Laura, is there anything else I can get you? You know, a nightcap, piece of fruit, floss.
You wouldn't happen to have any raisins, would you?
Yes, I have raisins. Hold on.
Searching around, he finds a large box on the kitchen counter.
Yeah, I got raisins.
He pours them out into a bowl. Laura watches him as she sips her water.
Raisins are really good.
Dooley sits beside her on the sofa bed with the bowl.
Here you go.
Great. Thank you. I love raisins.
Oh, I love raisins, too.
So good.
Well, they're actually grapes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Vineyards use grapes for wine. And the grapes that they don't use, they turn into raisins. Mm-hmm. So we're actually eating Merlot. Or we're eating shitty grapes. Something like that. I don't know.
They're very, moist.
Mm-hmm.
She seductively pops a raisin into his mouth.
And tender.
And low in cholesterol.
Facing each other, their mouths meet for a lingering kiss. He drops the raisin box, and they fall onto the sofa bed. She sits up.
Wait. I'm sorry.
What?
I just have to ask you something.
I got some. They're in the bedroom. They're a little old, but the expiration date, you know, says they're fine.
No. Is this the beginning of something special, or is it just a one-night stand?
Dooley sits up and regards her.
I think maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves here. Moving along too fast.
Okay.
Maybe we should talk about it in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
As he slowly walks along the corridor back to his room, Dooley cocks his leg. Frustrated, he hits his head.
Dooley?
Yes?
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
In the morning, Laura in her clothes is bent over rifling through a drawer in Dooley's office. He comes in and frowns as he sees her.
Looking for something?
Oh, you scared me to death. Yeah, I'm looking for a pen. I wanted to leave you a note.
There's one right there on the desk behind you.
Duh.
How about breakfast? I make a mean breakfast.
Oh, Dooley, I would love to, but I can't. I've got a crazy day at work, and I still have to walk Lana.
Well, I can do that for you. I'm going to walk Jerry Lee anyway. I'm taking her to the dog park. One of the benefits of retirement.
Ah, it's not a good idea. She's really finicky.
Is this about last night?
Don't worry about last night.
Laura waves from her car.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Jerry Lee rolls around on the lawn as Laura drives off with her poodle.
Stop your gloating. You know, I made a choice.
Dooley spots the Fed's van.
Hey. Hey, who jacked my place? Huh? Why, you're supposed to be watching. Who jacked my house?
What the hell's going on, Dooley?
You're supposed to be watching it. I'll tell you, I can't stand these cons anymore. I've had it up to here. This isn't an investigation. This is an invasion of privacy. I'll see him as soon as I'm done with these Feds.
They can wait. Captain wants you in his office now.
Now? Come on, Petey. What's wrong? Did I do something wrong?
Get in the car.
Come on, Jerry Lee.
Jerry Lee jumps into the back of Timmons' car. Dooley follows and gives Werner and Henry the finger.
Breathe.
Henry exhales.
Kevin, what's so important? I need an escort.
Sit down, Dooley, and shut up. We found a body in the reservoir this morning. Billy Cochran. Is there anything you want to tell us about your relationship to the deceased?
What, am I a suspect again?
You tell me. Somebody with your description and Jerry Lee's gets into a gunfight with him in his loft, and I know for a fact you were in my office looking him up on my computer.
Captain, I did not kill Billy Cochran.
Then what the hell are you up to?
This came from the DOJ this morning. There's the guy you asked about, Charles Thayer. This is Nicholas Burroughs, and this is Kevin Wingate.
Burroughs and Wingate are aliases for Charles Thayer. According to the feds, he's some kind of industrial terrorist with a penchant for disguise.
Timmons.
I think he's the one who jacked the lab.
There were 4 microchips stolen. They were prototypes, but one is an alpha chip. Without it, the other microchips will not work.
I know that. Where's Thayer?
Nobody knows. They almost got him twice, but both times he got away. They think he might have someone on the inside.
Well, Cochran gave up Thayer. Cochran's dead. My house has been ransacked.
You think Thayer's behind all this?
Captain, I am sure of it.
Is there anybody else out there who can corroborate this hunch?
Maybe. Frank to the fence.
All right, find Frankie, bring him in.
No, Captain, you can't do that. He finds out about it, Thayer will be gone. We'll never be able to get him.
You're not a cop anymore, Dooley. Let it go.
No, Captain, you have to understand, Jerry Lee and I have been working on him. We know what he's looking for. We can find him, but we need Frankie the fence to do it.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Leave Frankie the fence alone. Give me 24 hours, all right? You'll get your killer, the feds will get their thief, and I'll get my pension check. And you'll never see me again. 24 hours, that's all.
Not 1 minute more, Dooley.
Yes, sir.
Dooley and Jerry Lee enter a restaurant and approach Frankie, who's eating alone at a table.
But isn't the former detective Dooley?
Well, hello, Frankie. How's the Fajol?
Gives me indigestion just like you.
You just hurt my feelings. Does that mean you're not going to ask me to join you?
You want to talk, you get a warrant. Oh, I forgot you can't. You're not a cop anymore. Well, in that case, get lost.
Dooley signals to Jerry Lee. Jerry Lee bites Frankie in the crotch.
Okay. I'll go. Sorry to bother you. Know you're eating. Enjoy your meal.
Wait, Dooley.
What?
Tell him to let go of my spot.
You want me to join you? Why, thank you very much, Frankie. Don't mind if I do.
Beans look good.
Hey, I understand you're moving some pretty hot property.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Frankie's eyes widen.
Well, yeah, business has been good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Frankie, because I'm looking for a vendor.
You're a cop.
Not anymore. They took my pension away. This is for my personal growth.
Oh, no way. Well, you got a strict policy again. In your case, I'm willing to make an exception.
Well, thank you, Frankie.
What are you selling?
Microchip. You heard of it?
Jerry Lee backs away.
Jerry Lee.
Relieved, Frankie wipes his face with his napkin.
You know what I'm talking about?
Wouldn't happen to be a prototype.
You tell your buyer to bring the other three and let's see if they match.
What's your price?
$2 million.
Do you know that's reasonable.
All right, well, I want him there in person with the money.
Midnight tonight at Foundry. All right?
Good. Come on, Charles.
No dog.
No dog, no deal.
Oh, my client's coming alone, so can you? Come on, fair's fair.
All right, dog will stay in the car, but I want him there, in person, with the cash.
All right.
Here, keep the bread. I'm on that protein thing now.
Right.
Come on, Charlie.
Frankie reaches for his phone as Dooley and his dog go.
Hi, you've reached Kevin and Laura. Please leave us a message.
Yes, Laura, look, I've been trying to reach you. Will you please call me as soon as you get this message?
To Jerry Lee.
Okay, buddy. Here we are.
He takes the chip from Jerry Lee's locket.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the deal. Here's the phone. Phone there. Pen. It's right here. You hear anything. Anything at all. You call Petey with the pen. Bang! That's it.
Dooley gets out of his car.
Good. Okay. Okay, buddy. I'll be back.
Dooley walks away.
Use the phone to call Petey. If you need to.
Jerry Lee stays in the open-top car parked outside the Foundry warehouse. Dooley enters the dimly lit building and reaches behind for his gun. Holding the weapon in front of him, he walks forward, scanning around the deserted place. His forehead furrowed, Dooley moves past a metal staircase, which leads to a balcony and Frankie's office.
That's far enough.
Turning, he sees Thayer pointing his gun at him from the balcony.
Well, if it isn't Charles Thayer, or should I say Kevin Wingate?
Does it matter?
Some people. The IRS, your fiance, Blockbuster Video.
Detective, put down your gun.
Jerry Lee whimpers in Dooley's car. Dooley holds up the bagged microchip.
You got the money?
No. Give it to me.
No.
Thayer shoots at a metal frame behind Dooley. Jerry Lee jumps out of the car on hearing the sound. Thayer comes down.
Next one won't miss.
Take it easy, Chucky.
Hey! Do not call me Chucky.
I can understand that. You must have gotten a lot of trouble as a kid calling you Chucky, you know, a little doll with a knife. Chucky, Chucky, Chucky. Okay. Easy.
Thayer picks up Dooley's gun and throws it. He then snatches the bagged microchip from Dooley's hand.
Okay. Do you have any idea what you put me through?
I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't know Jerry Lee swallowed it. You don't want to blow that thing off, Charles. I mean, another bang! And, you know, you don't know who's going to hear that. You know, you just keep popping those things off. Bang! Bang!
Fires
bang,
pointing
bang,
his gun at Dooley's forehead.
Shut up. Right now.
You got the chip. What else do you want?
From you? Absolutely nothing.
Jerry Lee jumps into the car and tries to nudge Dooley's phone with his nose. Inside the foundry, Dooley opens his eyes. Thayer falls to the ground. He's been shot in the back by Laura.
He was gonna kill you. I had to stop him.
Yeah.
Jerry Lee's biting through the leather car seats.
Thank you.
You said you'd find him, and you did.
Dooley takes the bagged microchip from Thayer and goes to pick up his gun.
Uh-uh.
She's pointing her gun at him.
Laura. You are good. Really good. You know, I always wondered how Thayer knew his way around that lab. And when I finally figured out that Charles Thayer and Kevin Wingate, your fiancé, were the same guy, all I had to do was take one look at your business card. And bang!
Jerry Lee retrieves the phone with his mouth and throws it out of the car.
Insurance adjuster. Fire, blueprints, bingo. You were in on it with him, huh? What happened? Why did you lose interest? What went wrong? What? You decided to split up after he lost the chip?
He always told me partners only get one mistake. That was his. Huh. You're pretty smart, Dooley.
With a pen in his mouth, Jerry Lee presses a number on the phone.
You set me up. You put me on the Wingate to find Thayer for you.
I hired you to find my fiancé. You did your job.
Thanks. Can I use you as a rep?
Cuesta answers the phone at the station.
LAPD, detectives.
Hello?
Must be a prank. Some dog on the phone.
A dog? Dooley was training Jerry Lee.
Laura.
To dial me on the cell phone if he got into trouble.
Give me the chip, Dooley.
You want it?
He throws it.
Go get it.
She eyes him coldly, then points her gun at him.
You had to be a Boy Scout.
Jerry Lee jumps into the building through a window. Jerry Lee picks up Dooley's gun with his mouth.
That a boy. Good boy.
Laura's taken the microchip. She shoots at him.
Laura, come on!
Jesus.
Jerry!
Dooley and Jerry Lee chase Laura through a dark corridor into an open loading area. Dooley scans around looking for her.
What?
The place is deserted.
Jerry.
Jerry Lee climbs up steps to the balcony.
Go on.
Jerry Lee comes downstairs on the other side of the balcony, then goes up another staircase. Dooley steps forward, then fires at Laura as she appears from behind wooden frames. Laura disappears behind a corner. Dooley moves and crouches behind the crates. She shoots and he fires back. Jerry Lee runs off. Dooley peers around the corner of a shed. Dooley steps out with his gun pointing ahead of him and then to the side. He moves down a storage aisle. Laura appears at the other end and points her gun at him as she sees him.
Come on, Laura. You don't have to do this. You can turn yourself in and work out a deal.
A deal? No deal. It's all over, Dooley.
Her gun fails to fire. Dooley marches over to her. She backs away.
Why do I always pick the psychos? Where are you going? The police are coming. You're trapped. You got nowhere to hide. Please, be reasonable.
The chain behind her breaks away.
Nice mouth.
Hold on. Hold on. I got you.
Dooley holds onto her hands as she dangles over the edge of the platform.
I got you. Hang on.
Jerry Lee runs to find them.
Jerry Lee!
Jerry?
Come on. Hang
on. Grab my pants.
That's it.
My foot. Attaboy. That's it. That's the boy. A little more. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. Come on.
Dooley.
Come on.
Dooley.
Here.
The captain with officers and Timmons and Cuesta.
Who the hell is she?
This is Charles Thayer's partner.
Arrest her.
Guess I just picked the wrong guy.
That was your mistake, huh?
No. My mistake was going soft on you.
Timmons and Cuesta sigh.
It happens.
The captain watches Laura being taken away by police officers, then turns to Dooley, who holds up the bagged microchip. He hands it over to the captain.
Good work, Dooley. Your pension's in my office.
Timmons.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
So, Dooley, you're
grinning
retired?
Timmons and Cuesta go.
Yeah.
Well, that dog did it again.
Hey. Jerry Lee. Did you hear that? Pension check is waiting. We got our money. We're retired. We're going on a trip, buddy. A big trip. Give me five, yeah. And where were you? Were you chasing squirrels while I almost died? Leave me hanging over here? Well, it wasn't challenging enough for you? You have to wait till I'm actually almost dead before you come and save the day? You know, you need more discipline as a dog. And you know what I need? I need a pizza. I am so hungry.
A sunny day at the dog park.
Hey, Maurice.
Oh, so there you are, finally.
Maurice to Jerry Lee.
How are you, Mr. Studley?
I'm just fine, thank you. Okay, where are they?
Oh, just keep your knickers on. They're right over there. Okay, here we go. So, I heard you went on a little trip.
Yeah, we went across country.
Right there, and the balance of payments.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Now skip along. She's waiting.
Thank you, Maurice.
You're welcome.
My God. Jerry Lee, you're dead.
They go to Catherine and the puppies.
Come
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
I promised you the pick of the litter. So which one do you want?
Can I have them all?
No, I promised two of them to my sister's kids.
Oh, my God. How do you pick? Look at how beautiful they are. Jerry Lee, you are a stud. Come on over here.
No.
Oh, look at there's one. Oh, my God. Look at you. Oh. Oh. We'll take this one. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jerry Lee, look at this one. Look at this one. Yeah, you can smell your own, can't you?
Catherine becomes teary as the puppy licks Dooley's nose.
It's the puppy thing, I don't know.
So, what do we name him?
I don't know,
How about, Nick?
Nick's good.
Nick?
I like Nick. Or, you know, something like Mike. Or...
Mike, Nick, Peter. Peter, Paul, Mary. We clearly can't get a name out of this.
Well, I mean, we're pretty good at breeding, you know.
How about you and I go into business? You know, breeding dogs?
I don't know. It depends on the split.
Well, 50-50 split.
No, I don't think so, no. Wait a second.
What do you mean, wait a second? Is this a negotiation ploy?
Maybe.
You got him?
Yes, I got him.
All right. You're about to lose another one.
Dooley, will you relax?
So wait, this negotiation thing is very important. I don't want to do it like... Oh, there goes another one. And there goes the Jerry Lee, go get him.
Audio description created by SDI Media. Written by Tanuja Kaval. Narrated by Raina Amaya. Cast: James Belushi as Thomas Dooley, Gary Basaraba as Pete Timmons, Kim Huffman as Laura Fields, Jody Rassicott as Maurice, Christopher Shire as Charles Thayer, Barbara Tyson as Catherine, Lou Mancuma as Captain Thomas. Duncan Frazier as Frankie the Fence. Jason Scomming as Carlos Cuesta. Kevin Durand as Agent Werner. Matthew Bennett as Agent Henry. Jay Brazou as Dr. Tilly. Sarah Carter as Babe. Terry Chen as Sato. Dean Cho as Thief. Michael Eklund as Billy Cochran, G. Michael Gray as Junkie, Ellie Harvey as Jackie Von Jarvis, DJ Jackson as Otto Pool Guy, David Lewis as Jack Von Jarvis, Angela Moore as Angie, Lena Teal as Dirty Dancer, and King as Jerry Lee. Casting by Corinne Mayers. CSA Music by Nick Pirin. Edited by Ron Wisman. Production designer, Don McCauley. Director of photography, Roy H. Wagner. ASC. Executive producer, Lawrence Gordon. Produced by Ron French. Directed by Richard J. Lewis. Other credits follow on screen. Copyright 2002 Universal Studios. All rights reserved. In bold, pale blue letters on the black background, Canine PI.